Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Shout out to our boy Nate, Hank's Oyster Bar, for bringing in some lunch on a victory Monday. You know what happens when there's food around. Chris Russell shows up. Roos, we've been gone.
I missed you guys.
I've been gone a week. B was gone most of the week. I don't think I've actually seen you in like 10 days.
It's been a long time. I saw B like once or twice last week before he turned around and went back out to the West Coast. So that was good. JP, I missed you. Glad to have you back.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for bringing two wins to the radio. Makes all of our lives easier, and that's all that matters.
How about them getting
they
two?
They won because of JP.
Back, yeah. Yo. Yeah. I'm the missing ingredient. Yeah. I'm the straw that stirs the drink. How about them getting two back-to-back road wins?
Never could have thought that was going to happen. Picked against them both games. I picked them to cover last Monday night, the 7.5. That was easy. I did not think they were going to win. I thought they would lose a tight one. I thought they would lose like a 27-23 or something like that yesterday. And I thought Arizona would cover, and man, was I wrong. Arizona was even worse than I thought, and I was already a little skeptical of them going in, but way worse than I thought. Defense was great. I'm so happy that nobody can talk about DVOA this week, you know, because that's I heard a lot of that last week, and I kept saying the defense came up with a couple of big stops, forced field goals and whatnot in the first half against Cincinnati, almost got off on a fourth and goal. So the defense is better than the statistics are playing, but they were good yesterday. What?
The stats are the stats. You give up 33 points and 450 yards. I don't want to hear about bend but don't break. Regardless, we don't need to focus on that game because they just came off their best one.
Right. But I'm saying they were better yesterday.
Yeah.
What's been your biggest surprise thus far, Roos?
I mean,
let's remember that Rooster was a Drake maniac.
I want to know.
I mean, am I surprised how good Jaden is? Of course. Mm-hmm. I guess overall I would say how – my biggest surprise is either how well the offensive line has completely gelled in all areas, and I don't even think he's been under pressure at times, and he's had to escape at times, but it's not like a constant siege when you look at other young offenses, other young quarterbacks, and even, quite honestly, watch the Jacksonville Jaguars. Trevor Lawrence's been around forever, got paid $250 million, constantly under siege, constantly running around, constantly running away, constantly making bad decisions. So, you know, besides Jaden, I don't know. Am I wrong, guys? The offensive line, like yesterday,
has been good.
I mean, they had a caravan on Jaden's run. Tyler Biotis just blew somebody up, and he just like student body right. And I mean, there were so
Biotis
many other
has
good
been
examples.
So good,
yeah.
And I think his ability to kind of anchor everything from the center, make the protection calls, all that is night and day to when what they tried with Gates last year.
I agree. And really, the year before that, when they ran through like four different centers, they have not been good at center since the middle of 2021 when Chase Roullier got hurt, right? They have not been even adequate. And I saw your interview with Nick Allegretti, who How could you not like that dude?
He is beyond likable. Actually, yeah. B, you'll like this. Dougie Fresh, Doug McKinney, was texting me and Mitch. He's like, I love Nick Allegretti. Is he a good guy? If so, I'm ordering that jersey.
Oh, yeah.
And me and Mitch were like, dude, he's the best. He's the funny. Best. Mm-hmm. He's happy to chat.
Love sports talk radio.
Always busted balls in the locker room. When Trent Scott got the touchdown, it was awesome watching how that O-line kind of interacted with him. So to all the people out there, should you want an Allegretti jersey, feel free. Yeah. Fire away.
In Tampa, I think I sat and I talked with his mother-in-law, I think it was.
Allegretti's mother-in-law?
Yeah.
Cool.
I sit in the lobby and I like to talk to people, find out why they're there.
You know, one last one on the offensive line. Wiley, on the second McNichols touchdown, just caves a wall in from the right tackle spot. I mean, and opens up a Lincoln Tunnel-sized hole for McNichols, you know? I mean, so it's little things like that. I didn't notice Coleman as much yesterday. Maybe I just missed him, and I got to, slow it down. And, you know.
When you don't notice the left tackle, I mean, he's doing a great job.
Good point. Now, Arizona didn't have the best pass rush to begin with, but...
We had a guest on last week that said their pass rush is awful.
Yeah.
And then that guest texted me last night and said, see, I told you.
Pretty awful. I think they were like 27th worst in the pocket or something like that, or rushing against quarterbacks in the pocket or something like that.
Lanville, as the PhD, the only one with a second graduate degree on the program, can you confirm or deny that Rooster is a Drake maniac?
He definitely is. Yeah, okay. Drake maniac.
Okay. Just wanted to clear that up.
I mean,
how? Dude, I think everybody to some degree, whether you're a Drake maniac or not, everybody to some degree is surprised at just how, I mean, because Jaden Daniels isn't playing good for a rookie. Like, you don't need any qualifiers. Right. He's just playing great football.
No, I agree.
How surprised are you how fast they've hit the ground running?
Listen, when you can run the ball the way they've been able to run the ball, that makes any quarterback's life happier and easier. But what maybe I'm missing the wrong thing here. His prowess on third down,
First in the league on third down conversion.
I've never had confidence with the exception of a couple of big runs, the end of 15 with Kirk in that four-game stretch where, you pretty much thought they could throw any dart, any seed, any throw, anywhere, any down and distance. I've never really had confidence in this team on third and even medium, never mind third and long.
Well, they also haven't really gotten into it. They're last in the league in plays of third and five or more.
Yeah. That's true. And
that's some credit to Cliff and the way they're running the ball.
It's a lot of credit to Cliff because you look at the design of the play. When he gets out on the edge, it's always multiple receivers, more receivers than there are defenders.
Yep.
And then you got Jaden running. They are in a pickle.
Well, and the other thing is he keeps his eyes up. Like, so many mobile quarterbacks and young quarterbacks don't keep their eyes up, and I consistently see it. Like, that was a thing for me after the Cincinnati game. Not as much yesterday, because I don't think he rolled as much to his right yesterday as he did in the Cincinnati game. But, okay, hit the back of your drop in gun, and then he doesn't see what he likes for whatever reason, whether he misses it or there's just nothing there, and then he rolls to his right and he keeps his eyes up and he flips his hip and he's able to make an accurate, strong throw on the run or by resetting his feet. You don't see that from young quarterbacks. You
the
don't see that from a lot of
yesterday was unbelievable.
Yo,
he take off running. Oh no, here you run.
Dude, the amount you just knocked your camera over. The amount of
I'm a little physical, dog.
Really, really high accuracy, tight window throws yesterday, I thought were really, really impressive. Jaden just Jaden's touchdown run showed you all the skill he has, but as a runner, like the vision, the patience.
He dipped back inside, the guy tried to jump, and then he just walked to the outside.
Totally. Roos, question simple. Who's the best team in the NFC East?
I mean, I got to go with the Minnesota Vikings.
NFC East.
Oh, NFC East. I'm sorry. I thought you said NFC. I'm sorry. My bad. My fault. I mean, record-wise tells us, your eyes tell us, very clearly it's the Washington Commanders. Very clearly. Not by this much. The Eagles are a mess. I mean, I don't know if you guys, you guys were flying.
Sirianni's getting fired.
They were talking on Get Up Again this morning. Now, listen, they didn't have A.J. Brown or Devontae Smith, so I'm willing to cut them some slack. But Jalen Hurts after the game was like, something about, I forgot what
hating
the exact
his head coach.
Talking to him about their identity.
Yeah, there was and that they were sometimes on the same page. I guess the only thing I could call their identity this year is Saquon Barkley. And that's a pretty damn good identity.
Yeah.
But if you can take away Saquon Barkley, as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers did for the most part yesterday, by going out to such a big
lead. Kellen Moore took away Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, no, I know they gave up a big run to him, and that got the Eagles back into it. But I'm saying, if you force Jalen into a position where he's missing his two top targets, for crying out loud. We know they've got other guys, but including Jahan Dotson. But, I mean, I don't know. It's a mess.
Joke.
The Giants, I think Daniel Jones is a little bit better than people think he is, whatever, but he's nothing special. He's
everybody,
fine. And
apparently
the
you have something
Cowboys.
To do soon.
Yeah, I guess so.
Did you get rid of your burgundy shirt and why?
Yeah, I did. Because
he has a burgundy shirt under this gray shirt.
He does. Lanville, you know that?
He thinks he's slick. He always tell you what it is.
Just for the viewers
just for
at
you
home.
Guys.
Roost is wearing a Redskins shirt?
Just for you guys.
Miss
BJ gave it to me before I got dumped in 2015.
At least nobody keeps track of their grievances quite like Chris Russell.
Hey, man, I served that place for a long, long time. Worked a lot of hours. And
we're
got,
going around
got
the NFL
trucked.
When we return. Chris Russell's wearing a Redskins shirt. Nobody go anywhere.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.